Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, I'm back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS, 624. Okay, will it be Sexton or Eastern, or maybe neither? It's still unclear, but the Lansing School Board is meeting tonight to consider closing one of the high schools. Bill Morris is the spokesperson for the group Save Our Sexton, which obviously wants to keep the high school open, and Bill joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. How's everyone doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Hopefully others are, too. Tell me, how heated is this meeting tonight likely to get?
You know, in honesty, I don't expect this meeting to get heated. I think that there are people that are very passionate about their school, but I think they're also passionate about their school district. And at the end of the day, that's really what we're talking about, the future of the school district.
So the district is trying to save $2 million a year by closing facilities. They want to improve programs in the remaining two high schools, which would be Everett, would be one of them. Do you agree that at least one of the high schools does need to be closed in order to do that?
According to the reports that they've produced over the last 4 or 5 years, it would seem that based on the declining student enrollment, the population trends for the city of Lansing, if you were to right size, and that's literally what it means, is to have the buildings to accommodate your student body, you would close one of the high schools.
Okay, so that does make sense. In fact, according to their analysis, when it comes to capacity, while Everett's at 89% capacity, Sexton is under 55%. I'm sorry, Eastern's at 89% capacity. Sexton is under 55%. It sounds like Sexton is basically half full right now. Does that not indicate maybe that is the high school that should be closed?
Sexton does have the capacity to take on Eastern's student body. When I was there in 1985, Sexton had 2,200 students in the building. So we know we can do it.
So it's a matter of one or the other. Is there any reason that that Eastern should be closed rather than Sexton?
Well, you know, Eastern being erected in 1928, Sexton being erected in 1942, Sexton with the Knight Stadium. The Sexton campus is a little easier to modify for the change that would be needed. You know, and again, I had said previously in our press conference, one day Sexton will close. Hopefully that will be in anticipation of a new high school building that would accommodate the future of the Lansing School District. But until then, we think that Sexton High School is the best school to keep open, along with Everett, going forward.
Now, I know the group Save Our Sexton wants the school board to delay any decision on closing until January 2013 after a new superintendent is on the board. Do you expect maybe a different result if that decision is made this time next year?
You know, I really think that all roads lead to the same place. I just think that the public at large, the partners, you know, the city of Lansing, you know, all the folks who would be invested and interested in a good outcome for the school district would love to see a superintendent who's going to enact that plan on board before we start making really hard choices. It's just strange for a school district to make those choices and not have their leader on board.
And you're saying it's better to get a new school in place before then closing both Eastern and Sexton?
No. I'm saying it's better to have the superintendent who's going to lead the district on board, as Dr. Wallace will be stepping down from his position on the 30th of June. And it'd probably take another 10 years before a new high school could conceivably be built, maybe a little longer. And we know that from their reports that the cost to maintain Sexton is actually more cost-effective and affordable than to do the same with Eastern.
I see. And in terms of what the school board is likely to decide, do you have any sense of if they're leaning one way or the other?
Well, if you listen to Dr. Wallace on his news interview, the district is leaning towards closing Eastern. I think it's a toss-up. Again, you're talking about two proud schools, two proud traditions, two strong legacies around the state. You know, someone is not going to be happy, but at the end of the day, we have to put our rivalry aside and recognize what is best for the district going forward, because this is all about our kids, and this is about our city. This is not just about colors.
Could the school board then make a decision tonight?
No, it's not possible for them to make a decision tonight. It's not on their agenda to make a decision tonight. Due to the Public Meetings Act, that decision would have to be made in an open session, and it would have to be on the agenda, and that would have to be available to the public in advance. So, no, it's not possible for them to make that decision tonight.
So tonight, essentially, is going to be further discussion on the issue of school closure.
To the best of my information, discussion, at least board-driven discussion on the topic, isn't going to be on the agenda at all. Public comment may serve that purpose. My understanding is that they will actually have a closed special session of the board next week to discuss this matter individually, and then sometime in February they will render a decision. That's my understanding at this stage.
Bill Morris, spokesperson for the group Save R. Sexton. Bill, thank you very much for joining me.
Pleasure. Anytime.